Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Jasmine Opperman. She is a terrorist specialist focusing on Africa. Why are the Mozambican provinces actually being attacked? It's still remains very confusing for me. It is 8:13. Jasmine, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Morning, Howard. Morning to your listeners. I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Excellent, thank you. So the question, it just is so perplexing, because to me it just seems like the most random place. Like, pick a place, you know, spin a wheel, find a place on the coast, because obviously that's got easier access, and off we go. Why are these Mozambican provinces being targeted?
Howard, it goes back to our initial discussions that you and I had. We need to understand that there's a deep historical context at play here. Disenfranchised youth, dissatisfied with government, dissatisfaction with the LNG projects at Afungi Duat, and they feel that they are not benefiting. What has happened since 2017, and this is the concern, is violent, or showing dissatisfaction via violence, is starting to get entrenched. And that has become a sort of social culture within the youths willing to pick up weapons. The Islamic State propaganda, now Valya Mozambique, as they announce themselves, are just spearheading, are just exploiting these dissatisfactions to their own benefit. On the other hand, we're seeing with a Mozambican government trying to project a normalization narrative for the LNG projects, yet at the same time, Howard, and this is the concern here, if one looks at the Quatraj attack before Makumia, before Pemba, we're looking at a group of 60 insurgents. Now we're talking again, Makumia, Pemba, 50 to 60 insurgents. These are large groups, well-armed, directed by leaders, and that creates a concern of a long-standing battle on our hands.
So it's almost that it says a lot more about the social structures, economic disappointment and struggles that has simply created an opportunity that is rife for anybody who offers a little bit of hope, in inverted commas, even if that hope comes in the form of extremism.
You have it, Howard. You said it well. And that is why the Islamic State, we're standing at 104 claims to credit now. We have a Valya Mozambique acknowledged by the ISIS central leadership. And it shows how this extremist voice is entrenching day by day. And what we're seeing from the Mozambican government is a military response, which is understandable. You need to want to create stability. But military responses covering that vast area with the current capacity will simply be a band-aid plaster, not addressing these deep-rooted causes. Mm-hmm. It is a serious concern for the region.
So does that mean that the war in some ways needs to be fought on two different fronts? One is obviously to eradicate or push back the insurgents, but on the second front actually needs to be to improve lives of people in the region.
And that we have seen, and from the Mozambican government recently, words on paper, that there's a whole development program at play here. But how it is, without that development program, without acknowledging the needs of the communities, and communities convinced that they will benefit from the LNG profits, the insurgency will simply continue. And for now, the initiative taken to force people back into Cabo Delgado is countering these objectives. People are being left vulnerable. We have in Chai in the wood areas, round about 5,000 people stuck without food and water. So you sit with this dichotomy between, yes, we want to create stability, yes, there's normalization, yet the experiences of the locals are directing to the opposite. And this is where we are stuck at this point in time, and no military force will be able to address all these problems, for that is not their role.
Yeah, because exactly right. It's not their role. Their role is very, very focused in terms of only one aspect of it. What is the danger of this type of situation being replicated in other parts of Africa in particular?
I think if we talk, Howard, about the region, the replication of what we see in Cabo Delgado in terms of the exact form and format, I would say slim at this point in time. We are not seeing Al Suna stretching beyond Cabo Delgado. The concern, however, Howard, I mentioned it the last time, and this is where the region need to be wide awake, is that the Islamic State has taken note of the region. They don't. They need an insurgency, yes, to open the door for them. But from there on with, terror attacks, most likely, a next step for the Islamic State to show to their followers how they are expanding in the region. And this is the regional concern. Do we understand the Islamic State enough to be able to counter such terror attacks? It will take one terror attack to create enormous instability within the region.
Absolutely, Jasmin Opperman, terrorist expert, bringing us a very, very important perspective of some of these struggles in the region with regard to the Islamic State insurgency.